Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Va'era, Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron in Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes that if Paro asks for a sign, for some sort of miracle, Aaron is to throw his staff in front of Paro and it will turn miraculously into a serpent. It's an incredible miracle and an incredibly well-known miracle. However, the wording of the Torah seems odd at first glance. The Torah says that Paro will ask you for a sign. When Paro speaks to you, etc. And what will Paro's question be? Tnu lachem mofes. Make a sign for yourselves. But why should Paro ask, make a sign for you? Wouldn't Paro say, tnu li mofes? Give me a sign? Why would Paro say, give a sign for you? And we can ask another question on this whole episode. A couple of psukim later, when Moshe and Aaron do bring that miracle, the Torah says in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud that they turn the staff into a serpent, lifnei Pharaoh v'lifnei avadav, in front of Paro and in front of his servants. However, when Paro calls his magicians to do the same thing, the Torah says in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis that they did what they did. They did the same thing with their staffs, but the Torah does not say that they performed the feat in front of Paro. Why not? Why did Moshe and Aaron perform the miracle in front of Paro and in front of the servants, but when Paro's magician did it, they did not do it in front of Paro? And there's another question we can ask. After Paro's magicians did the exact same thing, the same exact thing that Moshe and Aaron did, the Torah says in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis that Paro's heart was hardened. But why did Paro's heart need to be hardened? He just saw his own magicians do the same thing that Moshe and Aaron did. That completely discredited Moshe and Aaron's miracle. So why did Paro's heart need to be hardened after a discredited feat of Moshe and Aaron? And finally, we can ask a general question. Why would Hashem pick a miracle? The first miracle that Moshe and Aaron performed for Paro, why would that first miracle be a miracle that Paro's magicians could replicate? These questions are asked by Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk, who died in 1787, one of the greatest Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich. This idea is found in Rav Elimelech Sefer Noam Elimelech on Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, and he says the following beautiful idea. When a magician does a trick for us, a regular magician like Harry Houdini, if it's a really good trick, we get amazed the first time we see it. But eventually, if we see the trick enough times, we're no longer amazed. And that's especially true if we see how the magician did the trick. It's just not that impressive after a while. And even more so, if a magician is watching the trick, he or she will not be amazed at the tricks they see. They know how to do those tricks, so it's just simply not astounding. However, lahavdil, when we see a miracle performed by Hashem, a real miracle, not a sleight of hand, when we see a real miracle performed by Hashem, we are amazed every single time. It's a real and true miracle. It's a divine supernatural feat. And every time we see it, we are amazed, we are astounded. Even the Navi who brings that miracle, they are astounded too. It's incredible for them, not just the other people who see it. And that's what the Noam Elimelech says happens in our Parsha. Paro said to Moshe and Aaron, Tnu lachem mofes. Make a sign that's a wonder for you. It's a mofes for you. Do something that will astound you. Tnu lachem mofes. Bring a miracle that is divine, that's so special that you yourselves will be astounded. And that's what Moshe and Aaron did. Exactly what Paro asked for. Paro knew all the tricks, but when he saw what they did, They use none of the tricks that he knows of, none of the sleight of hand, none of the smoke and mirrors. It was a real, true, divine miracle. Moshe was astounded. Aaron was astounded. And Lahavdil Paro was astounded as well. And that is why when the Egyptian magicians performed their trick, it wasn't performed in front of Paro. He knew all their tricks. It wasn't special for him. It was boring for him. And that is why Paro's heart had to be hardened after what he saw Moshe and Aaron do. He saw a miracle. He was flabbergasted. He was dumbfounded. He was ready to let B'nai Israel go right then. But Hashem had a plan. They couldn't leave just yet. So when Paro's heart had to be hardened, and then Paro would continue to refuse to let Bnei Israel leave Mitzrayim. It's a tremendous idea to think about the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially when we see, so to speak, natural miracles. The rising of the sun, the blooming of the flowers. We should get to the level where we recognize that that really is a miracle as well. And we should be astounded each and every time we see the true divine miracles in the way HaKadosh Baruch runs the world. Have an amazing day, everyone!